Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dustin Dupirak from the Indianapolis Star. He's the Pacers beat reporter. Just joined us talking about this matchup. Sunday, it's Pacers-Cavs, and we're talking about it. But first, I want to let you know that the Browns were one of the biggest parts of the week, obviously, with the NFL draft and trading down in the first round, then drafting Shedeur Sanders. You don't want to miss Daryl Ryder and I when we talk about all of these things. Is that right? Daryl Ryder and I. Is that me?
Me and Daryl.
It would be.
I know.
Yeah, it would be me because you don't, which you would then be the subject, therefore me.
Yeah, well, so why do I feel like grammatically correct I should have said I there? Anyone?
It just sounds better.
It sounds awkward.
I think just the way language has evolved.
Me and Daryl.
Me and Daryl.
Daryl and me.
Anyway, we're there. It's always game day in Cleveland. We discuss all these things. And by the way, subscribe to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. Now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It's way more fun to watch it on YouTube. I'll be honest with you. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. The big joke behind that. Tom Withers in today for Jeff Phelps is that I probably do that show from like 15 different places. It's like, okay, where are you right now? And I just fire up my computer. I'm at like half the ice rinks in Northeast Ohio. I'm at anyone's given office. I think I did it once. I was waiting for a doctor, and I think I did it from the doctor's office at one point. I just kind of walked back in the back corner. They're like, who's that guy talking real loud about the Browns? And like, maybe I should leave, Daryl.
Me and Daryl.
Me and Daryl. Maybe that should be the new name of the show. Me and Daryl.
Kind
of
like it.
Talking Browns. Me and Daryl. All right. You know,
Tyrese Haliburton. Let's talk about him for a second.
What do you think? In one way, I'm motivated for him because, again, it was a smidgen of a report, 13% or 13 votes, that said he was the most overrated player in the NBA, enough to motivate any fan that saw the headline to throw it back at him. And then you can kind of a little bit understand where his dad was probably disgruntled going into what happened.
Maybe so.
But never should have let what happened happen. No. And now he's got all the pressure, you know, that he put all the pressure on his son. Because his son's got to defend him a little bit there, too. It's your dad,
I thought he handled it really well, to be honest with you. I thought he was very accountable. I thought the way Giannis handled it was very, very well done as well. I don't know what – there had been some reports that other teams had reported him in the past for behavior. Now, we had Gloria James here for years. She never acted like that. She wasn't running on the floor, at least not during his NBA career, confronting anybody. I saw some of that in high school, maybe.
You know, there were a lot of things said about I never had a bad conversation with Gloria.
Oh, I loved her.
I did, too. And by the way, great grandma. Loves her grandkids.
Yeah,
and,
no, she's
awesome. It's just like...
Yeah, she's...
It always bothered me when I would hear stuff. I'm like, can we leave Gloria out of this? Because she really... I mean, that just happens to be his mom. Yes, she was... Like, I remember seeing it at her high school games... She was exuberant about her kid, but we didn't know exactly what LeBron would. We had an idea what LeBron would be, but never thought, you know. And so, okay, maybe she was a little bit of a helicopter,
like a
military style helicopter parent. But
some passion there. That's all right.
You know, after he got to the NBA and it kind of settled in a little bit, I kind of get mad when people like make fun or say.
Yeah, in terms of Tyrese, I would almost argue he's one of the more underrated superstars in our league. I think he's one of the best playmakers in the game. You heard that stat that Dustin threw out about his double-digit assists over the last couple of months. They've got some really interesting pieces, Andy. This is a good team. To me, as I said to Dustin, I think they've been kind of under the radar all year, despite making it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, right? He chronicled how they started out so poorly. I wanted to get into a little bit more with him on Haliburton and his issues early on in the season. It sounded like it was more of a confidence thing and a mental thing, because clearly the kid's got all the physical tools. But, you know, terrific player. They've got some wing players that, you know, not everybody in Cleveland may be aware of, you know, in your Nembharts and your Nesmiths and your Mantharin and Obi Top. And they got some guys. I think this is going to be a really interesting series. I think it's going to go six games, maybe seven. I will say that I completely overvalued and overrated the Miami Heat in the first round, and
everybody did though.
Yeah, I think they did too. And I think
Jeff and I have had this conversation all week, and it's been one of those. If you listen to the show enough, you know that it's one of those things that I get irritated listening to Jeff say some things about it, because I think in some ways when we denigrate Miami for basically quitting in the last two games, and that's what Jeff said. Jeff said, like, you can't take anything from the Miami series because they quit, and I'm like, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and I see what you see on that.
Yeah.
But by the same token, I don't want to take anything away from the...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection... endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cavs.
No, they play exceptional ball. Yeah,
and I think that sometimes when we look at the opponent and the opponent might be inferior, are they truly inferior, or is the team I'm rooting for that good? And I don't. It's somewhere in between. I think.
I think it was more to your point is, which is that the Cavs played exceptional ball. I think they were just clicking on all cylinders. They made the Heat quit, right? And I don't think they quit. I mean, at that point you're down 3-0, right? You're gonna play your backups down the stretch, what have you. I just thought the Cavs attacked them from the get go. You know, I will say, Cavs are leading 113-108 with less than a minute to go in game two. If that corner jumper goes and you got a 2-point game,
right?
Who knows where that goes? Now, not to say that the Cavs wouldn't have put them away in five or six games, but it was a definitive and comprehensive sweep, but maybe a little closer than that.
I think the irritating part for me all week was I don't want to feel bad that the Cavs kicked the pace.
No.
You know, I'm not going to feel bad about that. And by the way, I'm not going to use the fact that if Miami got swept as a deterrent to thinking how good the Cavaliers are. It's like we don't want to give the Cavs credit, and we haven't wanted to give them credit all season.
That is spoken like someone who has seen some NBA postseasons. That's exactly the way to view it, Andy. That's exactly, it's spot on.
Yeah, but I just like, okay, so yes, the Pacers deserve our respect. Right? They went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah.
And this should be a good series. But I don't like, why do I have to feel bad about the Cavaliers and what they've accomplished this season, which has been nothing short of spectacular, especially when they move the basketball? And I've said this to Jeff a couple times this week too.
Yeah.
I get irritated and I get worried.
Yeah.
if they fall behind and now all of a sudden they don't find the right shot, they take a shot within the first 5-6 seconds of the shot clock, or as soon as they get across half court, they miss, they come back down, they give up a three, then they come back down, do the same thing again, and they miss. Like, that's the part I don't like about the Cavaliers, but they haven't shown that enough times to make me completely worry about it, but I feel like that's their Achilles heel.
No, that's a great point, Andy, and I think that was probably a point of emphasis with Kenny Atkinson and his staff, right? I mean, if you're going to nitpick this Cavs team that won damn near 70 or almost 70 games
and
now,
that's
right?
What it is. It's nitpicking,
so,
too.
Yeah, so I think they probably spent the last couple of weeks saying, hey, guys, when we're our best is when we're sharing the ball. When we're our best is when we're connected on defense. When we're our best is when we're coming down and we're looking for, you know, we're making that swing pass as opposed to, you know, forcing up a three or what have you.
I love watching that, though, when they do it. It's great. Well, no, when they're moving that basketball.
Moving the ball. Yeah. I got you. And so, you know, it was hard to, like, really pick this team apart this year because they played so well. What worries me, and we'll get back to this, is that, you know, the slow starts this year were problematic, right? And their execution down the stretch in tight games, and obviously they haven't really played in a tight one yet. So that's coming.
All right, and by the way, Indiana, very good in the fourth quarter. I mean, they know how to play, and that's why these fourth quarters are going to be must-see TV. We'll come back. We're going to talk more about the Cavaliers. I do want to talk about the Kentucky Derby. Are you going to watch it this weekend? I mean, really, what do you have to invest? 3 minutes of your life to watch the greatest race on earth? We're going to do that, or 2 minutes, whichever way you want to look at it. Dick Girardi is going to join us from betonline.ag. He's the horse racing analyst. He's next, Baskin and Phelps, with Tom Withers.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.